Hello and welcome to the Sittingbourne Baptist Church youth broadcast for Sunday the 29th of March. My name is Kuda. I'm one of the teachers from the youth church, and I'm really, really happy that you're joining in to sort of listen to this, whether you're listening to it on Sunday or a few days or a few weeks after. It really doesn't matter. But it's really lovely that you're joining in. We're hoping to get more people informed about this. So if you know any friends that come to church, or maybe they just want to learn more about how Jesus is our friend, please tell them to log in as well, as your parents have done for you today. And they can share in some of the things that we're learning more about Jesus and what he does for us. If you remember, if you have listened to last week's message, which was on the 22nd of March, there was a memory verse in there, and I wonder whether you remember it. If you do remember it, you can either pause this tape and write it down, or you can say it with me. It was one that was talking about mothers and how we should honor our mothers and our fathers. But because it was Mother's Day, we were focusing just on the mothers. And it was from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 13. I wonder whether you remember that. And it said, honor your father and your mother, and you will live a long life in the land that God has given you. And we talked a lot about that. If you haven't listened to that, you can always go back and listen to it, because it has been recorded in the same place as this message has been. So this message is geared for the kids in Ignite, which are from reception age to year six. So if you're in that age range, then I hope you enjoy this. We are going to be drawing today during this message. There'll be a time I want you to draw a picture. So I hope you can get pen and paper ready, or a pencil, and you could even have some colors. And while you're listening, you could be doing some drawing. And what I would like you to draw is a picture of a superhero. And around the picture, you can draw or write down all the amazing things the superhero can do, what their special talents and their special skills are, and what they're really good at. Like, can they turn invisible, or do they have laser eyes, or do they have X-ray eyes, so that they can see through walls or different things, or are they really strong and they can fly? So I want you to write around this person all these different things that you can think of a superhero. Because today we're going to be looking at Jesus as a superhero and some of the amazing things that he did when he was here on earth. And we call these things miracles. We call them the amazing miracles that Jesus did. And I've got a little quiz for you. We're going to be talking about two miracles. So you have to guess which two we are going to be talking about from a list of four miracles that I've written down. So this is just for fun, and it's just a little bit of a guessing game for you. So there was a time when Jesus made a blind man to see. Do you think that's the miracle we're going to be talking about? The second choice is, was it when Jesus fed lots of people? Do you think that's the miracle I'm going to be telling you about? Or could it be when Jesus helped someone to walk? Is it that miracle? What do you think? The fourth choice is when Jesus turned water into wine. So remember, you're supposed to choose two miracles from those four. Is it when Jesus made someone see? Is it when he fed lots of people? Is it when he helped someone to walk? Or is it when he turned water into wine? Which two miracles do you think we're going to be talking about? Just for fun. So the answer is, drum roll, we're going to be talking about when Jesus turned water into wine and when they had a big picnic and Jesus fed lots of people. Right. So, I hope you got that right. But if you didn't, don't worry. It really was just for fun. So, when Jesus did his first miracle, it's recorded in the book of John, chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. It's quite a long passage, so we're not going to read it from the Bible. I will just explain what happened. Jesus and his family had been invited to a wedding, and they went along, and it was the custom that wine would be served at the wedding. So they were serving the wine, and then they ran out of wine. And this was a big problem for the people holding the wedding, because it was very embarrassing that they should run out of wine. People were supposed to be prepared and have everything ready and make sure they have enough wine to last the length of the party. And now this bad thing was happening that they didn't have enough wine. So Mary, Jesus's mother, comes to him and says, they have run out of wine. And at first Jesus says, you know, that's really not what I'm here for. You know, the miracles and the things that I want to be doing are not always going to be about small little things like, oh, we've run out of wine at a party. That's not really my job. It's not really my problem. But Mary said to the servants that were there, do whatever Jesus tells you to do. No matter how silly, just do exactly what he tells you to do. And then Jesus did get involved in this, and he told the servants to fill the jars. They had these big jars, and he said, fill them up to the top with water. So they filled these jars with water. And then Jesus said to them, give a cup of this water to the wine taster. And they gave it to the wine taster, and he was really amazed because the water had turned into wine. Now, what can this teach us about our day today? Because obviously we're not having a party since we can't gather together in groups at the moment. And if we did have one, we might not have wine. We might have Ribena or orange juice or something like that. So how does that affect us today? Well, one of the things it teaches us is that Jesus does care about the little things in our lives that might look unimportant to other people. He really does care, and he really wants to do something about that. So any little problems that you might be having at the moment, even if you think they are small little things, you can still take them to Jesus to help you. And some of the help he gives you might not be what you expect, but Jesus does do amazing miracles. He did them in the past, and he can still do them now. When we pray to him, we are asking him to do something in our lives. And sometimes he might just change the way you feel about a thing, or he might just change the situation for you. And I know a lot of people at the moment are praying about people's health, about people that are going to work, that they are not affected by the coronavirus. They're praying about there being food in the shops. And Jesus cares about all of this because he's our friend. He cares about all of those little things. And when we pray to him, we put those sort of concerns into his hands and we ask him to do something about it. So Jesus has a lot of superpowers then. He has super skills, special things that he can do, special talents that he can do. So if you were drawing a superhero picture about Jesus, one of the things you could do is write that he can do miracles. He can do special things. He can change the situation for us. And that's what he wants to do for us even today. He still cares for us. He still wants to do things that change our lives. And he still wants to get involved in whatever we're doing. Sometimes we might think that something is not important to pray about, but it really is. And Jesus is concerned about every one of those things. Another thing that we see Jesus doing later on, in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verse 13 to 21, we see Jesus feeding a lot of people. There were about 5,000 men, and there were women and children as well that were not counted. So there were lots and lots of people. And Jesus had been teaching them, and they had walked off into this remote place where there were no shops or buildings or houses nearby. And then the people were hungry. They had been listening to Jesus for a long time, and now they were hungry. And the disciples came to Jesus and said, "We need to get rid of these people because it's getting very late and they haven't eaten all day." And they said, and Jesus said, "We need to feed these people." And the disciples said, "Well, how can we feed so many? We don't have any food and we don't have any money to buy food. So what are we going to do?" And then Jesus said, "Make all the people sit down." And all the people obeyed and they sat down. And there was a little boy who had two loaves of bread and 5 fish. And he brought that to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to Jesus. And Jesus said, Jesus prayed to God, and then he said, "Give the people all this food." And they started giving the food out. And the food, by absolute amazing miracle, just kept going out to the people. They were giving out the food, and it didn't run out, and it just carried on. There was lots and lots of food. And there was enough for everyone to eat and even have lots left over. So there was lots of food for everyone. And which was an amazing, amazing miracle that Jesus did to multiply all this food into so that there was enough for everyone to eat. So what does that tell us about our situation today? Well, I know there is a lot of concern about food. Because when the coronavirus started, people thought that there wasn't going to be food in the shops. So a lot of people went out to buy lots of food in one go. And so the shelves were empty and there was no more food. But of course, the supermarkets have been working hard and they've been making sure that there's food on the shelves. So there was no need for people to panic and buy too much. They should have just trusted in God, knowing that God will take care of us. God always takes care of us. He always makes sure there is enough for us to eat. And not just enough, but there is plenty left over. So even at this time, we can see that Jesus cares enough to supply all of the things that we need. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to think, oh no, we're going to run out of toilet paper, for example, and buy too much. Because one, that means that we're taking what other people could have bought. And that's not good. So we really need to pray for people not to be panicked about the things that they see happening around us at the moment. Because there's lots happening and we want to make sure that everybody has enough to eat. So we can't just take all the food for ourselves. We have to make sure that the food goes around to all the people that need it. So that was the second miracle that Jesus did when he fed lots and lots of people. And that is another superhero strength that Jesus had. He can provide all of our needs. So we could ask ourselves, why did Jesus do these miracles? Why did he perform them? The first one was at a wedding where people ran out of wine. And then the second one was where people didn't have enough food to eat. Well, Jesus has a lot of special skills. He's very kind. He cares for other people. And he's willing to give other people things, even if it means that he doesn't have a lot. Jesus sacrificed himself for us so that we could have the things that we need. And that is a very, very special skill. It shows how much Jesus loves us. Jesus loved the people at the wedding because he didn't want them to be embarrassed by not having enough wine. And he loved the people that were listening to him at the big picnic. And he made sure that they had all the food that they needed. And that love is not just restricted to those two groups. Jesus loves us today. He loves us even now. And he wants the best for us as well. He doesn't want us to run out of food and he doesn't want us to be embarrassed. So he always makes sure that his children, his friends, the people that follow him have enough to eat, that they have enough of the things that they need. So when do we need a superhero like Jesus? When do we need a miracle? I'm sure you will have lots of different answers. Maybe it could be when you're at home bored and you've done all your schoolwork and you're fed up of watching TV and you can't go outside to play in the park with your friends and you just need somebody to give you a miracle to make you feel better. Because even that can be a miracle. Just changing how you feel, changing how you look at things. And that's the time that you can go to Jesus and pray about it. You can pray about that and you can know for sure that he cares about that and he wants to do something to help you. Jesus wants to get involved in our lives. Just like a superhero, like Superman, he can hear somebody calling for help from way across the country or even in a different country or way around the world. He can hear someone calling for help. And Jesus is a better superhero than Superman. He can hear every one of our prayers and he is ready to answer them to make us feel better or to give us some of the things that we need. So if Jesus loves us that much, we can give something back to him to appreciate him, couldn't we? During this time, we would normally be celebrating Lent and we would be thinking about things that we could give up for Lent. Like when we had Pancake Day, that's the day when we should have started maybe giving up something to prepare for Lent, to prepare for Easter, which will be coming up in a few weeks' time. To prepare to show God that you gave us Jesus to die on the cross for us. We are ready and willing to show our love by giving something back. By giving you one of our special talents, maybe, or our special skills. Because we can be superheroes on this earth as well. We could do lots of different and little things that don't cost money. We could write a letter to a next door neighbor who might be feeling low, or maybe they might be elderly and they're not able to go out. If you wrote them a little letter or a little card with a lovely picture, it might be just the thing that lifts their spirit up and makes them feel better. We can always help around the house. We can always help parents, maybe to look after younger brothers and sisters, or to help tidy up after ourselves, or we can wash the dishes if you're old enough to wash the dishes, or unpack the dishwasher, or put washing out. There are lots of different ways that we can be superheroes in our own homes, that we can help other people, just like Jesus helped people when he was here on earth. And talking of Lent, there are lots of different things that we can give to God in this way. We can give up our time. We can decide to share our toys. That's giving something up as well. We can do things that are good. We can use our talents maybe to draw a picture to make someone smile. Or, as I said, write a letter. Although we can't go out walking our neighbor's dogs or anything like that while we're still doing the social distances, we should try and think of amazing things that God has given us, amazing talents that he has blessed us with, that we can use to make somebody smile, to make somebody's day better, and to help them going through this difficult time of social isolation. So those are the things that I was thinking I would share with you today about how we can be like Jesus and how we can be superheroes in other people's lives. Do think about this and think about what you can do to make someone happier, to make their day or to make them laugh or to help them go through this difficult time. Because it's not just hard for you, it's hard for everyone. So do try and think of those things. And if you want to email me to share about it. It's youth@sbc-church.org.uk. So before I go, let us just quickly pray together. I don't have a memory verse for you today, but I'm sure next week's one, there will be a memory verse that comes up. So let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you are our superhero, that while you were on earth and even today, you still do miracles. Thank you for caring about us and being concerned that we get the things that we need, whether it is the food that we need, or the work from school to keep us busy and active, or whatever the thing may be. Thank you that you are very, very concerned about us. And when we pray to you, you answer our prayers in one way or the other. We pray that we will think of different ways to help other people around us so that they can smile and have a happier day. And that in all that we do, we will rely on your strength to see us through this time. We pray that you will bring amazing miracles that will make people better that might be sick. And we pray that you will help people that are scared to know that you are in control. And even if we don't understand everything that is going on, we can have amazing faith in knowing that you have a plan. And you are going to stick to it. And we thank you that you will help us because we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope that you found that helpful and you can listen to it anytime you like. And I will see you next time you listen to another broadcast. Bye.